Radio Lives, the flamethrower.
Airchecks.com.
66 WNBC.
Number 61.
The top 66 countdown rolls on at number 61 with the four tops and reach out, I'll be there. 66 WNBC. WNBC with the mamas and the papas.
While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Baby. want you to do, especially for me.
WNBC.
There's a lot to remember.
Picking up the countdown just the other side of the news. From 66 WNBC, New York.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Scott, and here's what's happening at 2 o'clock. The day of rest turned out to be a day of warfare in the Middle East. Here's John Bohannon of the NBC Radio Network.
It's being described as the heaviest airstrike this year. Israeli jets hit PLO bases around Sidon, Lebanon. Reporter Chris Drake says it was an unexpected raid.
The 10-minute raid, with witnesses claiming several time bombs were also dropped, was the most deadly this year. And a surprise, too, since the Israelis very rarely attack on the Jewish Sabbath. Fires raged out of control, and the explosions after the warplanes had left caused panic and many additional casualties. Afterwards, there was panic, too, in Beirut, 25 miles to the north, when the jets broke the sound barrier over the city, people thinking an air raid on Palestinian camps there was imminent. Chris Drake, NBC Radio Network News, Cyprus.
UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar plans to visit Iran and Iraq next week. Iran says it welcomes the visit and is willing to talk about a ceasefire with Iraq. Kuwait now says that Silkworm missile apparently fired by Iran hit its southern coast and damaged buildings and homes.
President Reagan used his weekly radio address to paint a positive picture regarding the state of the United States.
We've been witnessing fundamental changes throughout the width and breadth of our economy. Management and labor have gotten serious. Companies have been restructured, overhead has been cut, cost brought down, quality improved. Impressive investments have been made in technology and computerization. American industry is stepping out in the world again, and this time it's leaner, meaner, and ready for action.
But the legislators of West Virginia are not ready for action because, as bizarre as it seems, 34 years after the Supreme Court banned school segregation, the Constitution of the state of West Virginia still prohibits blacks and whites from attending the same school. That section of the state constitution is null and void, obviously, because of federal statute, but it's still on the books, and efforts to delete that section have stalled. It seems a lot of West Virginia legislators feel that if it were up to the people of the state, West Virginians would vote to maintain racial segregation in their public schools. NASA says that a section of the redesigned shuttle booster rocket cracked during the much-publicized test last weekend. It seems a cooling system failed and part of the rocket just cooked until it cracked. However, officials still claim the test was a success because they were testing joints and O-rings, not testing cooling systems. New York City police have arrested the two men they believe have been posing as cops and robbing bars. They were busted where else? In a bar in Queens. Both men were carrying fake weapons. William Randall and Rudy Stearns are in custody. Police say they have extensive arrest records. Senator Alphonse D'Amato took the stand yesterday in the Biagi-Esposito corruption trial. He was called by the prosecution. Some say he sounded like a defense witness. D'Amato explained his testimony.
I really testified with respect to the facts as they took place, and I testified to the best of my recollection and made available all the information that we had on hand with regard to those matters that the government was interested in.
Model and traveling companion Barbara Barlow also testified that Biagi didn't do anything wrong and will be found innocent. It's 2:03 and WNBC wants you to know the American Liver Foundation is looking for people to give the gift of life by joining its organ donor program. To find out more, give them a call, 1-800-223-0179. Now here are the latest tri-state area conditions from the WNBC Traffic and Transit Network. Inbound at the George Washington Bridge, a 10-minute delay at the tolls, only a minor wait in both directions at the Holland and Lincoln tunnels. Headed to Manhattan on the 59th Street Bridge, 60th Street exit ramp from the lower roadway is closed for construction for one more hour today until 3 o'clock. All lanes on the lower roadway are open. The eastbound Cross Bronx is slow from the George Washington Bridge to the Sheridan Expressway. Westbound traffic is sluggish between Westchester Avenue and 3rd Avenue. Southbound BQE very slow from the Brooklyn Bridge to Atlantic Avenue. That's due to an earlier accident. WNBC Sports, let's take you right on out to the ballparks and get it going on the American League side. It was a bad first inning for the Yankees. In the second inning, California leads 4-0. In the second, Toronto's ahead of Seattle 1-0. Also in the second, Cleveland and Boston tied 1-1. In the National League, Cincinnati and the Cubs are scoreless in the bottom of the first. Some college football for you in the second quarter. Number 9, Clemson leads Western Carolina 17-0. In the first quarter, Florida ahead of Miami of Florida 8-0. In the first, Bowling Green leads Penn State 7-3. And in the second quarter, Virginia ahead of Georgia 14-0. WNBC instant weather from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny today. We'll have a high in the upper 70s. That ends the good news. Cloudy tonight. A chance of rain by tomorrow morning with a low in overnight in the mid-60s. For Sunday, rain is likely. High in the mid-70s. And a look at Labor Day Monday. Rain likely again with a high near 80. Right now, sunny and 74 at Central Park. Some high clouds. 70 degrees at the Long Island Shore. Cloudy and 73 at the Jersey Shore. And that's what's happening. I'm Larry Scott, WNBC News.
The classic hits of the 60s on
66 WNBC.
Commute for cash with Imus in the morning and win your share of over $100,000 cash. Details this hour
on 66 WNBC.
Jack Scott, number 60.
Getting back into the countdown, we miss Mary Wells, my guy, 66 WNBC.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snail to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together, I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy.
WNBC Labor Day Special. The classic hits of the 60s countdown.
The top 66
WNBC.
Time 2:12. It is 74 WNBC degrees.
We asked a number of school children what goes into the bologna their mothers give them. We got some enlightening answers.
Milk and cookies and sometimes cereal. Cardboard. Cows in foam rubber.
Round up elephant noses and chicken toes.
My pet turtle, Norman.
Alas, the children are not far from wrong. Some very odd things end up in some people's bologna. Cereal and milk, soy and whey, fowl and various and sundry turkey parts, and who knows what else. So how do you know what's going into your children's bologna? Simple. You make sure it's boar's head. Boar's head bologna is 100% beef and pork, nothing else. No strange animals, no curious parts, no exotic chemicals. So next time, demand boar's head bologna. It's what your children deserve. Pure bologna, not phony bologna.
Send your children back to school with sandwiches that are made of pure bologna, not phony bologna. Remember to insist on the boar's head brand of fine products at your local deli or gourmet shop.
Take your best shot. For 3 days only, Autoland busts the Labor Day weekend wide open. We must eliminate tons of 87 leftover cars and trucks. So this Friday, Saturday, and Monday, we'll take a second look at any offer. Decide what you want to pay, and then come down and take your best shot. If it's at all possible, we'll accept it. Take your best shot on Dodge, Ford, Chrysler, Plymouth, Toyota, and Yugo. Our leftover selection is Mammoth, and our 88s are on the way. We cannot afford to be hard-lined. Take your best shot, and if it's at all possible, we'll take it. Autoland always leads the way for price and savings. Now we're looking to you for the price. Take your best shot. Call 1-800-922-0213. In New Jersey, 467-6200. Autoland, bust the Labor Day weekend wide open. Take your best shot and make a great deal on an 87 leftover now. In Springfield, New Jersey, it's Autoland, home of the world's largest Dodge land.
Hello, I'm Jay Leno, and these are my friends, Doritos brand tortilla chips. You know, I like to take 5 or 10 minutes out of my busy schedule every day to spend with these guys. This is what I call quality snacking time. Oh, sure, other folks on their break, they may try to read a newspaper or do something else to improve their mind. Not me. I'm not going to fall into that trap. Sounds like one of my mom's old tricks. Well, their fingers are all covered with that newsprint. Mine have got that real neato orange stuff all over them.
Doritos. They taste as good as they crunch.
WNBC
number 59.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round.
Top 66 countdown with I Get Around.
WNBC.
And the Drifters getting around on the roof at 66 WNBC.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof.
On the roof. smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room in up for two up on the roof.
WNBC with the time machine.
That's right. 66 WNBC with Jimmy Jones and your handyman. With a countdown extra, 66 WNBC.
Gather round, pick up what I'm putting down. Baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that uses the visual rule. I'm handy with the love. I take broken hearts, I know I really care. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things to tell all your friends. They'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I take broken hearts, I know I really care.
WNBC, that is Jimmy Jones and your handyman. I'm Jack Scott. Good afternoon to you.
WNBC.
WNBC time 222. It is 74 WNBC degrees.
Longer than there have been stars up in the heavens.
Dan Fogelberg.
I've been in love with you.
September 29th and 30th at Radio City Music Hall.
Cry when you can, cry when you have to, feel you must, that's a part of the plan.
Radio City Music Hall presents live Dan Fogelberg. A fantastic night of favorites from Dan Fogelberg. Tickets are available now at Radio City Music Hall Box Office. All Ticketmasters are charged at 212-307-7171. Live September 29th and 30th at Radio City Music Hall. Two electrifying evenings with Dan Fogelberg and his band. New York Telephone presents the Friend in Need Call.
Guess what followed me home from the bakery? It's covered with pecans. It's calling my name, and I could save a lot of time by applying it directly to my hips.
When you're on the verge of giving in, don't.
So, what I need, Marilyn, is for you to tell me a joke. A fat joke, and quick.
When you need a friend, just call. It's one indulgence that's easy to afford. Because no matter which long-distance company you use, New York Telephone still costs less for 95% of all calls made in your regional calling area.
Oh, okay, I'm fine now. The pie's in the fridge, the fork's in the drawer.
So call and find a friend to talk you out of it.
But don't go anywhere, because if that pie starts calling me again, I might have to call you again.
New York lives on New York Telephone, a 9 next company.
I can't live without you.
Honey,
yeah?
Have you ever heard those commercials where the man and the woman are talking about different products?
Yeah, I've heard those. By the way, what's that you're eating? It looks delicious.
Yeah, this tastes like Carvel ice cream. Mm. You know how I love Carvel ice cream.
Yeah, so do I.
But this really is an ice cream.
Sweetheart, that's a contradiction. What do you mean?
It only has 18 and a half calories per fluid ounce.
Well, are you going to give me some or eat it all yourself?
Oh, and it comes in lots of flavors and in cakes.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
And it's made fresh at Carvel.
Sure it is.
That's where I got it.
Oh, I suppose at participating stores, like the guy says on the commercials.
Yeah.
What is it? Feed me.
It's Thinny Thin dietary frozen dessert.
Oh.
And it's approved by the American Institute of Health Food.
What did you say that was called again? Thinny
Thin for fatty fats like you.
Fat? Who's fat? Come on, give me some. I'm hungry.
Okay, here. It's all yours.
Hey, you finished it.
All weekend long, we're going to be giving away Time Machine t-shirts to listeners who voted their favorite songs to the 60s in our Labor Day Top 66 Countdown. This hour's winner is Anthony Matina of Brooklyn. Be sure to be listening tomorrow because we'll be giving away another Fisher Audio Component Stereo Rack System to another listener who voted in our Labor Day Top 66 Countdown. If you voted, you could be this grand prize winner from P.C. Richard in the Time Machine on 66 WNBC.
On 66
WNBC. A little bit of sunshine today with highs about the upper 70s. Cloudy tonight with a low in the mid 60s. Rain likely tomorrow into Monday with a highs in the mid 70s. 74 WNBC degrees.
Jack Scott, number 58.
Rolling along in the countdown right now with the Crystals at number 58 in our top 66 countdown, and he's a rebel at WNBC.
The way he walks down the street, that's the way he shuffles his feet. My hope is get up high when he goes walking by. He's my guy. When he holds my hand, I'm so proud, cause he's not just one of the crowd. My baby always the one to try the thing they've never done.
man, but I know that it's not true. I've seen the way he looks at you, and I think you're gonna hang me up again. Share your loving with another man, and if you see things my way, could you let me know today? But if you decide it's him, I'll change my mind.
NBC time, 2:31, it is 74 WNBC degrees.
How can you pull for our U.S. Olympic team? You can pull out the stops as your bobsled rockets through a mile of icy curves, or pull yourself over the last agonizing leg of the cross country. July through December, when you buy Visa traveler's checks or use your Visa card to make a purchase or get cash, Visa makes a donation to the team. So pull out Visa and pull for the team. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Yo, Mom, the guys are coming over. We got any Wagyu pasta meals?
Yo, there's some canned spaghetti.
Canned spaghetti? These are the guys. I can't feed them kids' food.
When kids outgrow canned pasta, they're ready for Ragu pasta meals. Made with hearty pasta and thick Ragu sauce for a great taste you don't get from canned.
Okay. I'll buy the Ragu pasta meals if you guys clean up.
You got it.
Grow up to Ragu pasta meals. Great taste you don't get from canned pasta.
In a new survey, 1,000 doctors were asked if stranded on a desert island, what's the one medicine they'd want along? Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, Advil, or Bayer aspirin? More doctors chose Bayer, even more than last time. 3-1 over extra strength Tylenol, 6-1 over Advil. More doctors chose Bayer than ever before, shouldn't you? Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. Now available in coated caplets. Use only as directed.
Remember this Time Machine classic. 66 WNBC.
Jack Scott.
Number 57.
The countdown continues at the top 66 songs all Labor Day weekend long with the Shirelles and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow at 66.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give me your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But
tomorrow, should this last?
ABC.
With Tommy James and the Shondells. A little hanky panky this afternoon.
My baby does the hanky panky.
Scott, good afternoon to
you. WNBC.
WNBC time, 2:38, 74 WNBC degrees.
Hermans, we are sports. We got your number if you're into sports. We're all sports. Hermans, we are sports.
Herman's gigantic back-to-school shoe marathon sale continues with the best prices around on all the biggest names in athletic footwear. Right now, runners can save $10 on the newly designed Nike Air Pegasus for men and women. Usually $49.99, now marathon priced at $39.99. The new Air Pegasus with Nike's exclusive Air Sole gives runners the extra cushioning for comfort as well as injury protection. In fact, after 500 miles of testing, the Nike Air Pegasus retained 98% of its cushioning ability. The wide heel platform and contoured heel cup provide stability, while the waffle outsole is unusually long-wearing and adds even more cushioning. Nike Air Pegasus, just $39.99 during Herman's back-to-school shoe marathon sale. This year's first lesson in savings.
Hermans, we are sports.
You don't have to be a professional athlete to get athlete's foot. I'm Patrick Moran, publisher of the America's Cup Sailing magazine. And running for deadlines can be as torturous on your feet as sailing stars and stripes in heavy winds. I can't stop for itching and burning, so I use Tenactin, recommended number one by doctors and pharmacists. Sure, I'm an authority on sailing, but for athlete's foot, I turn to a higher authority, Tenactin.
Fast-acting Tenactin, the professional's cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
I want you boys to be on your best behavior for the sitter.
Who is it this time?
Mrs. Lamonti's daughter.
Lola?
I've asked her to heat up some canned spaghetti.
Kid food?
In front of Lola?
Quick, get the Ragu pasta meals!
When kids outgrow canned pasta, they're ready for Ragu pasta meals, made with hearty pasta and thick Ragu sauce for a great taste you don't get from canned.
A superb Italian meal, Lola. Do you like Italian movies?
Grow up to Ragu pasta meals, great taste you don't get from canned pasta.
All the weather's on 66 WNBC.
Sunshine today, high in the upper 70s, cloudy tonight with a low mid-60s. Tomorrow, rain moving our way through Monday with highs about in the mid-70s. Right now, it is 74 WNBC degrees. Countdown with a loving spoonful and hot time summer in the city at 66 WNBC.
Hot town summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like
like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, eating in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
WNBC Labor Day Special. The classic hits of the 60s countdown.
The top 66.
WNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon to you. Coming up, song number 55 as we count down the top 66.
WNBC.
250 is WNBC time, 74 WNBC degrees.
Following offers with limited quantity.
Order in a court! Order in a court! The Superior Court of Toyota Country is now in session. The Honorable Judge for yourself presiding.
People, we've got business to conduct. I'm talking about a Toyota tag sale. It's the big, bigger, biggest market bonanza blowout blitz on new 1987 Toyota cars and trucks you've ever seen. But it's happening only at Gateway Toyota, Route 37, Tom River, New Jersey. Area code 201-240-2000.
Because why only at Gateway?
Because Gateway Toyota is the number one volume dealer in the United States. Because you can choose from over 800 new Toyotas with payments as low as $99 a month. Because with any trade, you can buy a new 1987 model 8200 truck for just $51.50. Because with any trade, you can buy a new 1987 model 8501 4x4 pickup for just $79.50. Because? Well, because they're Gateway Toyota. And they're having their big, bigger, biggest market bonanza blowout blitz. That's now through Labor Day. Take it from Judge for yourself. Don't miss it. Case dismissed.
Open evenings till 9 and Labor Day 10 to 4.
Did you just wait and wait for your last pair of glasses? Never again. Now you can have glasses in about an hour. Even bifocals and trifocals. Both glass and plastic lenses. Where? Lens Crafters. The optical that custom grinds your glasses in about an hour. Listen to our customers.
The commercials tell you their glasses are going to be ready in an hour or less, and by golly, they get them ready in an hour or less, and they're perfect.
The glasses were ready in about an hour.
And now I'll tell you a secret. The glasses you're currently wearing were probably made in an hour, but you had to wait and wait because old-fashioned opticals simply take orders for a faraway lab. So why not buy your glasses where they're made? Lens Crafters. Listen to our customers.
When our service saves you time and plus it's convenient.
And I was very pleased.
It's fun to get your glasses in an hour.
Highest quality eyeglasses in about an hour. Visit Lens Crafters at Lomans Plaza in Lake Grove, Long Island, the Mall at 4, Route 4, Paramus, and our newest store, Willowbrook Mall, Wayne, New Jersey.
All right. Be sure to listen to Dave Sims weekdays, 7:30 to midnight, and play Sports Night. Sports Night remembers for your chance to pick up a $1,000 sports fantasy sponsored by Michelin and Wholesale Tire. Stop into Wholesale Tire's Comac store and let Bill Vaughn tell you about the Michelin XA4 all-season tire. Michelin, because so much is riding on your tires.
66 WN.
number 55.
Getting back into the top 66 countdown for this Labor Day weekend, all weekend long from 66 WNBC. The classic from the Animals, House of the Rising Sun, at 66 WNBC.
There is a house in New Orleans. The cold rising sun.
WNBC with song number 55 from the Animals in the House of the Rising Sun as we count down the top 66.
Let's go with the time machine on 66 WNBC.
Time for me to get on out of here. Dan Taylor is next. He's going to kick it off with song number 54 shortly after 3 o'clock at 66 WNBC. Have a safe Labor Day weekend.
News on the Hour from 66 WNBC New York.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Scott, and here's what's happening at 3 o'clock. The Jewish Sabbath is not a normal time for the Israeli military to launch attacks, but today was different.
Israeli jets have hit PLO targets around Sidon, Lebanon. Correspondent Howard Moss in Jerusalem says the raid was designed to head off terrorist attacks.
Targets of the morning raid south of Sidon were described by an army spokesman as headquarters and departure points from which terror attacks were to have been launched soon against Israel. The Israelis reported accurate hits in the airstrike, which according to Lebanese reports caused numerous casualties at a Palestinian refugee camp.
Howard Moss in Jerusalem. One report says as many as 38 people were killed in that Israeli attack. Iran has apparently fired another missile at Kuwait. It's the third in 4 days. Late reports say the missile exploded harmlessly in the sea. Kuwait is kicking 5 Iranian diplomats out of the country. They've been given a week to leave.
John Bohannon of the NBC Radio Network. If you take medicine for a heart condition or high blood pressure, you'll want to hear this. The FDA has issued a drug recall.
A mix-up in labeling has led to a recall of a heart and blood pressure medicine. It is called propranolol hydrochloride, and Faye Peterson of the Food and Drug Administration explains what happened and why.
The voluntary recall began after one bottle was found in Geneva Generics' Knoxville, Tennessee warehouse to contain a drug called metronidazole, which is an antibacterial drug used in treating conditions such as intestinal parasites.
But that one mislabeled bottle has been it. No more found, nobody hurt. Tom Foti, NBC Radio Network News, Washington.
A daring subway rescue. Last night, Alex Kumba evidently suffered a seizure while waiting for a train in a 50th Street subway station in Midtown Manhattan. He fell onto the tracks in front of an approaching train. Three other men waiting for that train leaped onto the tracks and rolled him aside just as the train pulled into the station. None of the rescuers were hurt, and Kumba suffered only a minor cut on the head. But a man not so lucky at the Island Park train station. Daniel Mealy of Belmore was apparently sitting on the tracks at 4 this morning when the train pulled into the station. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A fishing boat on the East River reeled in a man who had plunged into the water to escape police after a wild car chase along FDR Drive last night. Daniel Domingo of Brooklyn apparently lifted that car, and police gave chase. When Domingo got to 61st Street, he jumped out of the car and into the river. He's in custody, charged with grand larceny and reckless endangerment. Condom sales are on the rise in New Jersey, and Planned Parenthood says it's because of the gold foil-wrapped condom that looks like one of those chocolate candy coins. They are pretty, and evidently the first-time condom user finds that appealing. A spokesperson for the company making the condoms, however, says it's because they don't smell. Adding a foul-smelling condom can turn people off. It's 3:03, and WNBC wants you to know. If you live in Hartford, Connecticut, need information about AIDS, call AIDS Project Hartford at 203-247-AIDS. And here are the latest tri-state area conditions from the WNBC Traffic and Transit Network. Port Authority advises only minor delays at the Hudson River Tunnels and George Washington Bridge. Headed to Manhattan on the 59th Street Bridge, the 60th Street exit ramp from the lower roadway has been closed for construction. That should be reopening right now. You might want to use all lanes on the lower roadway, however, because they are open. Westbound Cross Bronx is slow from the Bruckner Interchange to Rosedale Avenue. Stalled truck is blocking the center lane. Eastbound is moving well. Because of the Labor Day holiday, a reminder, all construction work at the Holland Tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel, also the GW and Tappan Zee Bridge and Outer Bridge Crossing, have been suspended through Tuesday. WNBC Sports heading on out to the ballparks in the American League. The Yanks turned it around. They were behind 4-0. They now lead California 5-4, top of the fourth inning. Way to go, Bombers. Toronto leading Seattle 3-0, bottom of the sixth. Cleveland ahead of Boston just a little bit here, score 9-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Four more games on tap in the American today. National League, Cincinnati ahead of Chicago 7-1, bottom of the fourth. We've got five more games happening in the National League today, including the Mets playing at Los Angeles at 10:05 tonight. NFL exhibition action, six games tonight. One of those is the New York Giants at Pittsburgh. That game will get underway at 9 o'clock. In NCAA football action, in the top 20, Virginia ahead of Georgia 14-10 at halftime. Miami of Florida leading Florida 11-2 in the second quarter. Clemson just doing a job on Western Carolina 30-0 at halftime. Penn State's ahead of Bowling Green 31-16 at halftime. North Carolina leads Illinois 31-7 in the third quarter. Virginia leading Georgia 14-10 at halftime.
Clemson shutting out Western Carolina. I already gave you that one, didn't I? 30-0. Well, so much for that. North Carolina 31, Illinois 7. That is in the third quarter. Now, we'll look at WNBC instant weather from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny for this afternoon, high in the upper 70s. The rest of the weekend, not the best. Cloudy tonight. There is a chance of rain by tomorrow morning with a low in the mid-60s. Rain on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Labor Day Monday looks like more rain with a high near 80. Right now, mostly sunny, 73 in Central Park. High clouds and 70 at the Long Island Shore. Cloudy, 73 at the Jersey Shore. And that's what's happening. I'm Larry Scott, WNBC News.
Commute for cash with Ibis in the morning and win your share of over $100,000 cash. Details this hour
on 66 WNBC.
The classic hits of the 60s on
66 WNBC.
WNBC, New York.
Oh, we are here, you are there. We got a bunch of great music to share for you this weekend.
Won't you come on in?
Is it just a boring weekend, or is it just my imagination when I walk down the street and I see these tourists wearing their flowery shirts and their fancy outfits with their $900 cameras, these little video cameras, and they're videotaping pictures of fire trucks going down Fifth Avenue? Boy, that's going to be something to take home to remember New York in the Labor Day weekend by. I don't understand these people. Right. Line up your favorite songs, the ones you voted for.
Yeah.
We got them all for you. Oh, let me pick up my ukulele.
Number 54.
Herman's Hermits, you like it. Mrs. Brown, lovely daughter. Listen to it.
Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as hair are something rare.
Labor Day Special. The classic hits of the 60s, Countdown.
The top 66,
WNBC. Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream. Like a branch on a tree.
In the Sun. What a great record from the past. A little survey extra for you right here on the weekend review of the big songs, the ones you voted for right here on WNBC Music Time. 12 minutes past 3, 73 sunny right now. The Taylor Travesty here.
What's all the excitement about? It's Sears greatest Labor Day sale ever, with 10 to 50% savings almost everywhere you look. Values created just for this sale. Right now, you can save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on hundreds of beautiful furniture pieces. Chairs, sofas, sleepers, bedding, bedroom sets. And there's more, much more throughout the store. So come celebrate 10 to 50% savings.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Monday.
At Sears.
Make it easy on yourself.
Ah, summer. Easy living, outdoor cooking. But oh, that dirty barbecue grill. To clean it, try Easy Off Oven Cleaner. It cleans your barbecue grill just like it cleans your oven.
Make it easy on yourself.
Don't scrub and scrape that grill. Use original heavy-duty Easy Off Oven Cleaner. Just spray, wait 30 minutes, sponge and rinse.
Make it easy on yourself.
For a clean barbecue grill, get Easy Off.
Know what's happening on Sunday?
What's happening on Sunday?
New TV Plus, the home entertainment magazine that does what the TV guides do.
Yeah?
And what the cable guides do, plus a lot more.
Yeah?
Now every Sunday, TV Plus comes to you free with Newsday.
New York Newsday?
Newsday and New York Newsday.
Finally, a big, glossy, colorful home entertainment magazine, packed with more than you ever got before.
Anything in TV Plus for us kids?
Everything kids or anybody else could ask for. Easier-to-use listings, plus home video. Plenty on home video. And Marvin Kipman, a movie guide, and lots more. New TV Plus.
Know what's happening on Sunday?
Something new.
A new magazine that does what the TV and cable guides do. Plus, every Sunday, TV Plus comes free in Newsday and New York Newsday.
This is where I came in.
New York Newsday, on top of the news and ahead of the times.
Thank you, Father Time.
Wherever you go,
oh, yes.
So go with 66 WNBC.
And what do you do between innings at a Yankee game in New York town?
Go, go!
All right, let me pick up my guitar here. Adjust the little thing on here, make it weird. There we go. Year in review, the top 66 on WNBC. Gotta tell you, these guys had 9 songs in our survey. Yes, the Lovers from Liverpool.
Number 53.
Beatles making the memories. I Feel Fine on the Time Machine.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
with me and I Feel Fine, and a song that rated on the survey at number 53 in the year-end review of your favorite Top 66, the lineup on the Labor Day weekend. So good. I love that one. That's one of 9 songs those guys had on the soybean here.
WNBC.
Playing favorites for you. 73, a beautiful afternoon. It's the best, I think, weekend that we're going to have for Labor Day in a long time. It may get a bit sour tomorrow. We'll check that out. But in the meantime, here comes some Rolling Stones.
What a drag it is getting old.